Well, what it is, we put in for, I suppose our focus is engaging people and getting people excited about the railways and also talking to people about who travelled in the railways in the past. So we've got two, actually, one-day events. One's going to be in Donegal Town and the other is going to be up at Foyle Valley. And at those events, we're going to have panel discussions just in relation to railways. We're inviting railway modellers from across Ireland to set up their railway models. We're actually going to be working with the County Museum and borrowing an exhibition from them and also a pop-up exhibition that we have to set up at both. And then also we're inviting people to take railway artefacts in and possibly even to separate people who have stories to come in and record those stories and just talk about the railways too. So it's really a time for people to come together and reminisce and talk about the railways themselves. From these conversations in both locations, we're planning then to publish a book in early 2025 just in relation to some of these stories about the railways. And again, it's this thing of recording the stories maybe from the older generation, but getting the younger population excited just about the railways and hopefully engaging with them too. So I think it's the first in Ireland to happen. And again, as you know, last year we won the, a major award just for our attraction in Donegal Town. And this is kind of a development that we have to have ambitious projects. And this has always been one of them. So it's great to get the funding for it.
I suppose my next question was going to be, and you kind of touched on it, what, you know, you hope people's takeaways will be from the conferences. But I suppose as well, moving forward with, you know, there's a lot of talk about the railway in Donegal. So, you know, does that correlate?
No, that's it. Yes, it is. It's good. Well, number one, it's just to keep the story of the railways alive. They aren't very much, if you look around Donegal, no matter where you go, you actually see physical remnants of the railway still there. But there's a lot of great stories to be told. And also, the railways here were unique globally, never mind in Ireland. I said we had one of the first, the largest kind of narrow gauge in these isles, but also one of the first engines on railways in the world that was kind of combustion, which is phenomenal to think that Donegal really led the way. But we want to also get the young people excited about it. Sadly, Donegal presently does not have kind of railways fully operational, and there is a vision, as you know, through the All-Ireland Railway Strategy, but just last year, to looking at maybe bringing railways into Letterkenny's. And who knows, sometime in the future, there could be railways further afield. We would love to see a railway back. And I was asked earlier today about even between Derry and Donegal Town. It probably would be an ambition of ours, but in the medium term, we will be looking at seeing if something we could run a heritage railway back again. But that's kind of a bigger plan. But this is the first step in starting the conversation towards that.
Like, is there anything you would want people to know about the project, or, you know, any future plans beyond this?
Yeah, well, I suppose initially we would just want people to say if they're interested in, if they have relations that have a railway story to tell, or interest in the railways, or interest in their local history, to watch out on our Facebook, go onto our Facebook and our social media, and even our website, and like it, because we'll be publicising events. It'll be in the winter time when we're doing them, but just people to think about that at the moment. There also is lots of people in Donegal and in Derry who have interesting things in their attics and garages and wherever, railway artefacts, and we'd love to see them and hear about them and get that story and just to have this wider conversation about the importance of railways and what it meant in Donegal, particularly in Derry, for you know, making people mobile at the time when railways were introduced, and just, I suppose, it's very much part of the story of the Northwest when the railways came, and just keep that story alive.